It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mary Williams. We'll check in with this week's Art Hounds in just a few minutes, but first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts with Neil Charnoff.
A set of Vermont-based videos immerses viewers in the world of musical theater. Charmers is an original series of short musical films featuring somewhat retro song and dance performances, each about 4 minutes long. The concept is based on soundies of the 1940s, which were the precursor to today's music videos. Let's listen to a clip from Curiosity, the story of a student and librarian tap dancing their way around stacks of books.
You've gotta be curious to get anywhere. When life does not lure us, it leads to despair. The higher the mountain peak, the sweeter the thrill. Make the most of life, trudging up that hill.
The web series Charmers was conceived by Joshua Sherman, who, believe it or not, leads a double life as a doctor at Southwestern Vermont Medical Center in Bennington. He joins us now from studios in Brattleboro. Dr. Sherman, welcome.
Hi.
So what inspired you to create a series of Broadway-style musical videos?
Well, my family's in the theater. My mom is a playwright and lyricist, and my aunt is a composer. And so I grew up in a house where new works were being developed. I pursued a career on Broadway as a set and costume designer and had some very early success, had some amazing mentors, and ultimately transitioned to producing in 2001. I met with Ryan Vandenboom, who is fresh out of NYU, currently on Broadway in Annie, and the two of us had the same artistic sensibility. I thought that wouldn't it be fun to create an MGM-style old Hollywood glamour scene with song and dance. So we went ahead and we filmed the first Charmer, Curiosity, at Southern Vermont College, and it was a great experience. And when it was over, we decided to do it again.
Why make films? Why not just create musical theater?
There are so many kids growing up around the country, really around the world, who are hungry for musical theater content, but they can't necessarily make it to Broadway to see shows. And so increasingly, the internet has become an amazing resource for the youngest generations to learn about music and dance and different performers and their different styles. Now, the truth is, these music videos can't really be compared to a live performance because there is something special that you can never duplicate about a single live performance. But I think that this is a great way of showcasing talent on a larger scale. And that's my hope with my web series, is that it both nurtures and develops talent, creates collaborations, and ultimately is a place for mass audiences to go to enjoy quality entertainment and for industry professionals to seek out new talent.
When you look at the stories that you're telling in your films, do you see a theme that might tie them all together?
I think that each of these is unique, but what brings them together is that it's the song and the dance that connects these people who aren't necessarily connected. So in Curiosity, for example, you've got the student who's tap dancing around the room, making too much noise. The librarian shushes him. That's the immediate conflict, and it's set up. Shortly thereafter, the whole goal is about sort of getting the librarian to sort of cheer up and dance. I think that with each of these charmers, the key is that there has to be an immediate conflict. That's true in all drama. But there needs to be an immediate setup or conflict so that you understand, well, why are they going into song and dance? Even in A Little Imagination, you essentially see a janitor mopping the floor. He takes a moment to pause and look out the window. You can clearly see that he is tired, not thrilled with his day-to-day existence, but having a little imagination is what makes it worthwhile. So I think that's the key with all of these, and that's what ultimately brings these together.
Now, your day job, or I should say your night job, since you actually do this at night, is being a doctor at Southwestern Vermont Medical Center. So how are these two seemingly divergent career paths connected, or are they connected?
Well, I always joke that medicine actually is life and death, but theater feels like life and death. And if you've ever worked on an artistic project, then you understand what I'm saying, that the night of opening a new show, your name is on the line, our art is on the line. And for me personally, whenever I am working on a artistic project, it's nice to have the perspective to be able to step back and say, you know what? Nobody's sick. Nobody's dying. Breathe. On the other hand, whenever I am in the hospital and it's getting a little grim, it's nice to have a great outlet to work with great talent and not deal with life and death. As far as the actual skills, I think that there's so many skills that are important regardless of the career you pursue. But with medicine and the arts, there certainly is a connection. Communication skills are key, listening skills, observation skills, problem solving. It was all of the skills that I developed in the arts that I feel make me a unique and attentive doctor. So I think they're very much connected.
Dr. Joshua Sherman is the producer of Charmers, a web-based series of Broadway-style musical films. You can see the videos and learn more at vpr.net. Joshua Sherman, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Take a tip from me. Scholars all agree. Curiosity is what life's about.
And now, Art Hounds with Mary Williams.